It was really cold, and I don't know, next thing I remember, it was the morning time, and I was totally alone in this building, and I had SpaghettiOs all over me, which is like a form of pasta, but it was just, it just meant that my friends, my quote-unquote friends, had left me in the middle of the night. And then I realized, you know what? What they're drinking, what they're doing, what they're addicted to, what they're getting me into, is not something that's really that beneficial, because they just deserted me.
Welcome to Proven. I'm your host here, Q Melador, and this is your co-host,
Krista Chang. Today we have a very special guest. His name, or actually he's our friend, Pastor Don McIntosh, the pastor of Weimar Church.
Today we're going to be talking about something very nice, becoming an independent person, and what that looks like.
So, do you mind telling us what she said earlier about becoming an independent person?
Oh, well, I mean, we were talking about independence, and of course, we're all dependent on different things, right?
Right.
I couldn't even be alive unless I'm breathing, so I'm dependent on air. Of course, I couldn't be independent unless there were other people around to be independent of. Mm-hmm. So independence is kind of, you know, I don't know. It's something, I guess we become more mature. We become more able to do things on our own to some extent, but we still maintain relationships and we're, you know, dependent on others in some sense.
So as Q and I were preparing for this podcast, we decided that to become an independent person, it starts with your parents and the example that they set for you, and also just the healthy relations there to then separate yourselves from there and become,
yeah. And become a fully independent person. So would you say that when it comes to your life and your situation, that you became an independent person, did your parents play a huge factor in that? Or was it more like you weren't as tight with your parents, so because of that you became independent? Or because of their environment around you, it showed you how to be more independent? Rather, just like, I guess what I'm asking is, did your parents play a huge role in your independency today? Or even if you are an independent person, let's help define the role of independency, I guess.
Yeah, I think what you mean by independent is, you know, are you paying your own bills? Do you have your own apartment? Are you have your own family? Are you, you know, what are you doing from day to day? And of course, you know, mammals, humans, are pretty dependent when they start out. They start out, they're dependent on their mother to feed them, protect them, and you know, that's a fairly lengthy process in the sense of first couple of years, you're pretty dependent on your parent or someone that serving that role. And then, of course, your mother weans you. When you're weaned from your mother in terms of eating and different things, that's a process where you start to become now taking different types of food, and your father helps with that. You know, the mother usually hands the child to the father or to someone else, and then they're weaned. And then they start eating maybe more solid foods. Then they learn how to walk, maybe 11 months old or so, 10 months old. And then you start to walk, but you're still pretty dependent because you can hurt yourself. And you have all of those things around the house where you don't fall down the stairs, you don't put your finger in the socket, you don't get near the pool and fall in the pool, and you don't go across the street. And then, you know, more and more, and of course your parents are shepherding you through that, all that process, if you're fortunate enough to have good parents like I did. And then you have other people that maybe help you, that your parents give that over to, that are your teachers, and they help you a little bit more, but it's really under your parents' authority still. And then, you know, you get older and you start doing different things. Maybe you go to camp for the very first time. And when you go to camp, you know, you're kind of on your own, but you're not. You have a counselor and you're there only a certain amount of time. Then maybe you go away to Weimar Academy. And that's a new experience. But you're still, your parents have to sign all the forms and everything, and everything you do is still kind of under their control. And then you get older, you're able to drive a car, you get your permit, but your permit, you know, you have to be with an adult or your parent, and then you have your own driver's license. And so you're dependent, you get dependent, but then you're increasingly able to do more and more on your own. I mean, you start very dependent financially as well. Probably can't go to Weimar Academy or somewhere else without financial support. You can't make that kind of money. But then you start being able to make more money with more education, more opportunity, more ability. And then you become, you know, able maybe to afford your... I remember I thought, man, I'm independent. I've arrived. I can afford my own apartment. But I had to work two jobs to keep it. So I was working at a fast food restaurant, and then I was working at night taking care of a guy, private duty, like, you know, companionship or nursing. I wasn't nursing, but I was a companion. I worked day and night, literally. So I'd work it during the day and at night. Then I went to my apartment one day, and there was the other people sleeping in my apartment. They'd been living there a couple weeks because I wasn't there. And I was like, I'm not really independent at all. I can't make enough money to really even live in my apartment yet. So, but anyway, you can see the process. It just keeps right. going.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, like, initially, the older you get, the more you're independent, but you're dependent on more things rather than parents, right?
Right. What you were saying was, to become an independent person, you have to see what you're dependent on first. And I just wanted to talk more about some of those things that we may be dependent on, especially in a way where it comes into our relationship with God, that would make us dependent on other things, but independent of Him.
Well, I mean, you know, the very first thing when you come to know God, people introduce you to them, and it could be your parents. I know I'm a parent now, so when I had my children, I said, look, I want them to come to know God. So I showed them the word God in the Bible. And I said, see if you can find this word in the Bible. And they said, I found it. I found God. I found God, you know. And so there, and then we would, you know, it was an inexpensive Bible, so we would highlight it. Okay, you found God. Today you found God. But did they really understand what that means?
No. Yet?
No. But they start to grow, and you're pretty dependent on the Bible stories you tell. And I used to tell Bible stories to my kids, and I'm sure my mom told me all those. I remember some of that, I suppose. But they would read the stories and then the songs and the different things you would learn. And, you know, it's a process. And when you first start out, it's very kinesthetic. It's very, you know, action-oriented. It's noises, it's touches, it's sounds and different things. And then it's more reading-oriented, or pictures and then reading. And then you start to memorize things. And then I don't know when the switch is made, when you think, well, you know, I've got a personal relationship with God. But you know, I know for me that didn't really happen really fully until I was, I don't know, I might have been early 20s, to be honest. It took a while, because I didn't really think deeply about that stuff. I was like, it was just something that was normal and something you just did and all your friends did. I remember I got baptized in fifth grade. Everybody got baptized that day. I was swimming in the back of the baptistry. It wasn't really that serious. I mean, I was diving under the water and stuff. And I wasn't really, you know, that's not really a deep level of commitment.
Right.
And now God's brought you to be a pastor. That's incredible.
Well, I mean, you know, I just think you're not born on the bus, you know, but you are on the bus. Everybody has a relationship with God, but I don't even think many times, I know I didn't even think about it that much. My relationship with God was just a part of being in my family, because that's what they did.
Mm.
Yeah. I go to church, I play the violin, I do this, I do other things, just because that's what everybody did. Now, was it fun? Yeah, it was fun, you know. But I didn't know anything else either. I mean, you know. And so I wasn't against it, that's for sure. Sometimes I think when you start to develop a relationship with God is when it starts to get hard. And then you have to really think about it. Do I really want to do this? I'm feeling a certain way, and I don't know if I like feeling that way. Why do I feel this way? And then starting to figure that out. And then other people kind of factor in. You know, you start transitioning from your parents are the most important people in your life, but then you start getting friends at academy or friends on the internet, if those are really friends, or other voices come in, and then they start giving you other suggestions. And that's when you start to have to say, wait a minute, what do I really want from me? I've got now a die vision, two voices, two visions. Which one's the right one for me or for everybody, you know?
So to become an independent person, we must figure out what are those things that we are dependent on. So yeah. What may be some of those things?
Well, I mean, basic things like clothing and food and like a house, you know? Sometimes we don't think about how dependent we are on all that. Electricity, the power grid. And if that stuff's not there, then a lot of the stuff that we do, we couldn't do. We couldn't wash our clothes. We couldn't eat. And then who's going to cook for us? Who's going to plan that all out? Who's making the money to make all that happen? Or who's providing all that?
Right. So financial. So those are
some things. Those are some of the things we're dependent on. Finances, food, you know, and a structure of a house to live in. So that would be some things we're dependent on.
Yeah, could it also be that people can get dependent on things that are not so well, like different kinds of addictions that can affect their life today?
Yeah, I mean, they can feel like they're dependent on those things. They can create, you know, unhealthy attachments to things. And sometimes that happens because the people we're supposed to be dependent on were not there and other things come in. Or maybe the people we're dependent on introduce us to things that cause us to be addicted. I mean, there's a positive side of addiction, right? Because we're kind of addicted to our mother's milk to begin with, right? It's got a little bit of casomorphine in it. It's got a little morphine. And that's why we go back and we want our mother's milk. But so we have to decrease our dependence on that and then switch to something else, like we said before, solid foods or something else. But then other things could come in that masquerade as things that we're supposed to be dependent on. But anyway, so the basic things are like food, clothing, shelter. Those are basic things. And moving away from those to become more independent is what? It's for food, you know, usually that would be with being able to raise your own food, maybe being able to raise your own money to buy food. And so that's a process that, you know, that you move towards where someone is providing that for you. You know, I pretty much provide all the food in the family in the sense that I'm providing the resources for that. But before that happened for me, you know, my parents did that for me and their parents did that for them. So moving towards that or how to fix food.
Yeah, so that's kind of what God does for us. He provides the spiritual food and we become dependent on it, or at least we should be. But we always find our own way, or Satan will tempt us into finding other things to be dependent on. So for example, we should be dependent on God's word to structure our life, to guide our life. Mm-hmm. But many times the devil comes out with a bunch of literary things that aren't directly sinful, but we become dependent on those because those are more exciting than reading the Bible.
And the thing that is pretty cool about that is that I guess God has a different kind of definition for independence and being independent, and so does the world. I would say that the world's definition of independence is more like you can do whatever you want without God, of course. You can do this, you can do that. You want to be this, go ahead. You want this house, you want this amount of money, go ahead. You can try. You can be independent. You don't have to rely on anybody. God's definition is more like, you need to rely on me, right?
I am the branch, you are the vine.
Exactly. And so I think the part where it's kind of like a big, great controversy, because we go back and forth on what the definition of independence means, but it's really depending on God. Mm-hmm. And when we depend on God,
we become independent.
We become independent, exactly. And so I feel like the world doesn't really help our case in most scenarios, because they bring addictions and habits, and these little things make you seem independent because you want to do this and you want to do that. And after all, that's the definition of the world, that you can do whatever you want, and because of that you're independent and you don't have to follow this person or that person or even God. And so I think that, and the world brings in habits like smoking, different kinds of movie material, and all different kinds of things like that. Mm-hmm. And so I think once we find our true relationship with God, we'll find true independence.
Yeah, that's very well put. And I think, you know, many times the things that are suggested that make us free, like, oh, you're now 18 or you're 21, so you can drink. Oh, well, I'm free to drink. Well, then you start drinking and then you get in bondage to it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm free to smoke. But then you're very dependent on that nicotine rush to feel good. Oh, I'm free to go to Starbucks. But then I get addicted to the caffeine and it's really hard to break. When I try to stop, I get a big headache. And so what I thought was independence was really dependence, and it's addiction.
Right. Tell us more about you landing in the tub in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
You should tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, in times of life where you're trying to figure out who you are, sometimes you become more responsive to your friends. And instead of listening to maybe your parents or God or what they represent, you start experimenting with other things. And it could get you into bad situations. I know I was around these friends that, they thought they were really cool, and I thought they were cool too. And so they were going to drink things other than water. Water is the strongest drink there is in the world. It sinks battleships.
Amen.
But so sometimes other substitutes, and sometimes those things make you kind of lose who you are, where you are. And so that was happening, unfortunately, in this one situation. And then, it was really cold, and I don't know, next thing I remember, it was the morning time, and I was totally alone in this building, and I had SpaghettiOs all over me, which is like a form of pasta, but it was just, it just meant that my friends, my quote-unquote friends, had left me in the middle of the night, and then I realized, you know what? What they're drinking, what they're doing, what they're addicted to, what they're getting me into, is not something that's really that beneficial, because they just deserted me.
Right.
And then I realized, whoa, I'm getting dependent on the wrong things. Mm. You know, my independence led me to getting kind of in trouble.
Yeah, and I bet that at that time you felt like you're being an independent person. You don't have to, your parents aren't there with you, you're just doing whatever.
Making your own choices, your own decisions.
And it's at those times in the world's definition where they're like, yeah, you're being independent, but when you're really, what you're really doing is being dependent on others, drugs, and bad habits and experiences and getting into different situations. And so that's just to show you how the world's definition of independent is wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the first story in the Bible. You guys are alluding to the Bible where, you know, the devil comes to Eve and says, you know what? You're bright. You're beautiful. You should be able to choose what you want to eat. Has God really said that you can't eat of this tree? You should be independent. You should just try it out. And if you do, you're going to get high. You're going to be able to see things you didn't see before.
You're going to be like the Most High.
Yeah. So he was like the first drug pusher, right? And she's like, okay, yeah, I'll try that. And then it seemed like it. And then, you know, she was like, I got to tell my friends. I got to tell Adam. So I tells Adam and says, hey, look, you do this, you're going to get high. And he's like, oh, no. She drank the Kool-Aid.
Oh.
This is bad.
This is very
and
bad.
And then, unfortunately, he went for it. And then, you know, we got into the soup. So the whole idea of, we need to be independent. We need to explore what we can, but do it within the framework of the 99.999% of the foods we can eat, not the things that we shouldn't eat.
Mm. Right?
So independence, I think, like you guys have been saying, independence has to be within the reality of reason. And you said scripture, the things that make sense.
Mm.
Today we're in this whole culture of people say, oh, I can just be what I want to be, do what I want to do. And they do all kinds of stuff that goes against all kinds of principles or laws. And they think that's independent, but it's really, I don't know, it's disconnectedness from reality.
Right. And you reminded me of the last verse in Judges about how people say, well, this is what I want to do and it's right and this is what I think. And it's the last...
Everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the time we live in, right? And we got people that say, well, my truth is my truth and it's the only truth for me and
right.
like your truth, my
and
truth.
And yet Jesus says, I am the truth, the way, and the life.
Yeah, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and sanctify them by thy truth, thy word is truth.
Yeah.
So, but it takes a while to choose that for yourself. I mean, God doesn't force you. You can do whatever you want, in a sense, and you could try it out. You'd be the strong one, right? And that's what people are doing. They're trying to be God. They're trying to make up their own rules. Mm. And a lot of them, it's not until later that they figure out, whoa, I thought I was independent.
Right.
But now I'm like enslaved.
You become more dependent on the other things that you start to realize that you're not so independent after all.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. The Bible calls the law of God the law of liberty. But the devil's laws are the laws of bondage and slavery.
Mm.
One of them gives you more independence. You're liberated. You're able to think more clearly, to work more clearly, have a life that's not so much stress.
Yeah, and in a sense, I think that as we're talking about it more, that the definition of independence, not only I feel like it means self-control, but it can tie into the entire fruit of the Spirit.
The Spirit.
And so I feel like if you just follow the love, joy, peace, like by following all these things, you'll start to become naturally more independent, and you're becoming more independent on God, and that's the best part, because that's the true definition of independence. And when we're dependent on Him, nothing, no other addiction, no other habit matters, because you're just dependent. Like your purpose, your will, you know what you're here for, is clear, because in reality, you have the clarity to understand that, wow, if I'm dependent on God, I don't see anything else. I don't see any reason why I would depend on anything else or anyone else.
That's good. I like that. And one of my favorite texts is, stand in the way and see and ask for the old path where the good way is and walk in them.
Yeah.
And then you will find rest for your
it?
Souls. Yeah. So, yeah,
well,
I made it into,
yeah.
I made it into
a
little
song.
Life. Yeah. So, stand in the way and see. What's that mean? Well, there's a way that seems right into a man, but the end there is destruction. But there is a good way, right? And see it. And then ask for it. Ask for the old path. And then walk in it. So it's not like, I think maturing, you guys are saying, what's it mean? You know, like in Colossians it says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and grounded and established in the faith as you've been taught, and abounding in it. So you're no longer walking, but you're abounding with thanksgiving. So stand away and see, ask for the old path, and walk in it. It's baby steps. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. But then, you've seen an athlete. They're not as dependent on as many steps.
Mm-hmm.
They start abounding, right? And they do that with thanksgiving. They're like, man, I'm so happy I'm on the path, Mm-hmm-hmm. And the sad thing is the way the text in it goes, but they would not. So stand in the way and see, ask for the old path with the good ways and walk in it, and you'll find rest for your souls. But then it says, but they would not. So many people don't ever get to that level of independence because they want to do their own thing.
And that's in reality our biggest problem, the lack of integrity and self-control that humans just have is the reason why, oh, we want to be independent in the world standards. That's why we want to do this. We want to do this. We can't wait to leave the church, or we can't wait to do this. Mm-hmm. Because in reality, we see that these things are more valuable and these things are more dependent. And it's kind of weird because you could keep playing with the word independent. But in reality, the more independent you think you are in the world, the more dependent you become in the world. So it's...
Yeah, it's kind of like there's an old song that was in California that says, "Welcome to the Hotel California. You know, you can check in anytime you like, but you can never leave." So in other words, you can check in anytime you want, but you never leave. In other words, you go to this place, is the whole idea of the song, that looks great. It's California and everything else. And they're doing all kinds of stuff in there. The song talks about it. But then when you try and leave, you can't get out. And that's kind of like what the devil does. He tries to get you in a way where you think you're independent. But it's just kind of, it's like, let's say you're doing drugs. Okay? Let's say you're going on a trip. Well, you're on a trip, but it's not a real trip. You know, it's just like a chemical trip. And you think you're doing stuff, but you're not really doing stuff. And you think you can handle stuff, but really can't. And it's kind of just it's a fake independence, you know?
Yeah.
Right. So speaking to our listeners, is there anything that you may be dependent on? And if so, just remember that in Jeremiah 33 verse 3, our 911 to God, it says, "Call to me and I will answer and show thee great and mighty things which you do not know." So we have our own things that we may be dependent on, and hopefully, God willing, we will get to the point where our only thing that, or actually person that we're dependent on, is God. But we don't know what you may be struggling with. Some people depend on social media. They depend on video games. They depend on music. Whatever those things might be, just remember God is always there.
And even in my personal walk with God, I've experienced some kind of dependency on Him. And by far, it has probably been one of the best decisions in my life, to
most
be honest.
Most fulfilling.
Yeah, and at the end, sure, it may seem like it's kind of stressful at times, or you're slightly worried about this situation, but just giving your full 100% dependence on God will be the best thing and the most thing to get you to become an independent person in Him. And so, and through that, you will have self-control, integrity, love, peace, joy. And then sooner or later, you'll start to make yourself independent and inspire other Christians around us, and even bigger than the Christians, just the world around us, to become more independent on God, which is something that we want to see.
More dependent on God.
Yeah, more dependent on God.
Right.
I like it.
Do you have any closing statements?
No, I think that's right. You know, "Come unto me, ye who are weary and heavy laden. You know, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and you will find rest for your souls." So it seems like a yoke, but it's not burdensome. It's like, okay, we're accomplishing stuff together, and we reach our full potential within that yoke that God provides for us.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for your time, Pastor Don.
Yeah.
Thank you for being our friend.
You're welcome. I enjoyed talking to you guys.
Yeah. And so just to close, we're going to put this out there. To become an independent person, you must solely depend on God and become independent of others and other things.
Amen.
And that was the latest episode of Proven, a Weimar Academy podcast. If you'd like to learn more about our school, visit weimaracademy.org. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most other podcasting platforms. Before you go, I'd encourage you to check out our social media too. We're always posting about our school's latest events and happenings on Instagram, Facebook, and even YouTube. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.